Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're talking Penn State football, our first time back here in a couple weeks, so we have some more spring previews to do. We'll recap the last few days of news and notes. We'll continue our spring storyline series looking at wide receivers and then tight ends. Brandon Pelter will join us in just a little while to talk some Penn State wrestling, your 2019 Big Ten champion Penn State team, which, you know, this is one of the few teams in the country that you can say you're Big Ten champion, and people just kind of roll their eyes like, well, of course they
are. So what?
All right, what's next?
Right.
They've created this expectation. So Brandon will join us to talk about that a little bit. We'll start here with some news. Not a ton of action-packed stuff, but I did want to start with losing Justin King to the XFL. I thought it was an interesting move, and you've gotten the feeling all along that it's not just lip service, that James Franklin loved having Justin King around. Seemed to connect well with recruits. I don't think you ever see his name really attached in the recruitment directly of guys. You know, you have somebody on the staff doing that, but he seemed to be an integral part of their, you know, bringing kids to campus and really talking about what Penn State meant to him.
Yeah, so he was such a good ambassador for Penn State for a number of reasons, but the biggest one was he could say to kids, look, you come to Penn State, this is what you can turn into. He was sort of the proof of the, you know, of what the Penn State can do for you, even though obviously James Franklin did not coach him, nobody on the staff coached him. It still was the fact of the matter that he was able to be the guy that they could hold up and say, this is the proof, you come here, you know, you can turn into something great. So to lose him is definitely a tough blow, especially in the same offseason that you lose Kenny Sanders. It's a significant time for Penn State's recruiting department in terms of Andy Frank, the head of, or what is he, the director of player personnel, but and he's essentially the head recruiting guy, for lack of a better way to put it. He will be tasked now with finding two key replacements, because Kenny Sanders and Justin King were tremendously impactful to this Penn State program from the recruiting perspective, and to lose both of them in the same offseason is a tough blow.
Here's what I thought was interesting about Justin King. I know what you're saying about you come to Penn State, this is what you can be, but I think there's something from a relationship standpoint. If you're looking to get nationally recruited 4 stars and 5 stars, of having somebody who's been in that position before. Who else on Penn State staff has been in that position before? And you get a young guy, fairly young anyway,
right.
You get a young guy who was a 5-star, who's been through all that before, who can connect with kids. And I always Good thought point. That was the interesting thing, was he's been there.
Right.
He's been a big-time recruit before.
Yeah, he's been there in so many different facets. And you're right, there's nobody on Penn State staff that was a 4- or 5-star recruit and that can relate to these guys from that perspective. So, yeah, it's again, it's a significant time of change for the Nittany Lions. It can be a good thing, or maybe it'll be a bad thing. We'll have to wait and see. But there's no question that the reason maybe you don't hear about these guys' name as much is because they're almost like offensive linemen. You don't want to hear their name, and you don't want to hear about them unless they're – because usually when you do, they either have done something wrong or they're leaving. But more often than not, they work very hard behind the scenes to make sure that Penn State's recruiting efforts continue, which, as you and I have discussed endlessly, if you don't get in that blue chip ratio of more 4- and 5-stars and 3- and 4-stars, you can hate the star system. But, you know, like it or not, that's really the reality of it, that you need more 4- and 5-stars. Starts to compete for Big Ten title, college football playoff entrance and entries, and so on. So, it's a time of change for them here.
And I do think it's an interesting thing, because the more successful you are, the more your staff is going to change, and the more work you're going to have to do to maintain any semblance of continuity. That's where Penn State's trying to graduate to, and I'm sure it creates headaches for James Franklin now that he's got to revamp his recruiting operation completely. These aren't guys that you see front and center usually. We do see Justin. We did see Justin King from time to time. By the way, his job, manager of football operations, he should be starting really any day now. That league opens in 2020.
Starts Monday.
Yeah. So, but I don't think you're going to see anything from the public view that suggests that Penn State's recruiting but you can never, you know, we're never going to know what logistical stuff gets thrown off because there was right. confusion in the recruiting office and that kind of thing. I don't think you'll see anything, but it's just another thing that they've got to work through.
Somebody is getting a lot more put on their plate for the next few weeks here, put it that way.
Yeah, and I think Andy Frank has about seven plates in front of him right now. I thought this was interesting. It's not the most impactful thing you'll see all day, but Penn State offering a 2021 wide receiver, Damian Alfer. This is just from Monday morning. He's from Hollywood, Florida. Now he's also from Canada. And that's what I wanted to touch on was, you know, Penn State's first to offer this kid, 6'5", 205, clearly some raw potential there. But Penn State and Canada – I think clearly they are getting some information and some intel and some scouting reports from these kids from the Great White North that most programs aren't getting before them. I don't know how else you can explain away them being first on so many kids. And I know there are just variables in these kids' recruitment, and Penn State and Canada just seems to be a thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can go back through the list starting with Akil Lynch. Jesse Lucada, obviously, you know, there's been some other ones thrown in there, but he's the most recent. So that's sort of the start and the end, and then there's some in the middle. But unless there was somebody in the – am I missing somebody in the 2019 class?
No, I don't think 2019.
So. Yeah,
no.
I don't think so. But clearly they have good relationships up there, and a lot of that comes from the fact that they – guys that want to play major college football up there, they sort of all go through the same trainer, or they all work out with the same people. So it kind of becomes, I don't want to say like a clique, but that's essentially what it, you know, it becomes a little group of people that, you know, if you want to go to the States and be a Division I football player from Canada, you know, you have to obviously figure out where you're going to go to school in the U.S. You have to figure out how to get to all these college campuses. And there's people that have gone through that. And because of that, they are very good about facilitating information about those kids. It's no different than Joseph Darqua and, you know, getting him from Germany. You have to know, you know, he found Brandon Collier, who's this sort of the head of what is it, PPI recruits over there, and you know, he's the one that's helping distribute information about these kids, and there's similar people in Canada that are doing that. So Penn State certainly knows a lot of these guys, Jesse Lucada and some of their other, you know, the Canada influences on the roster, Jonathan Sutherland, of course, as well. Help Penn State figure this stuff out because they know who these guys are and they know who their old coaches are, who they stay in touch with and all that. So you're right. Penn State's done a nice job of staying on the forefront of Canada recruiting. It's a weird thing to say, but it is true.
It's not the hottest pipeline, but it is a pipeline. And if you can control that better than anybody, which I think you maybe say that, it yields some opportunities. And maybe Damian Alfer didn't have a Power 5 offer before this one. Maybe that comes to fruition with him. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We are giving away an RV for the Blue-White game. That drawing will be held March 14th. I think we've missed the entry point, but if you stay tuned, that drawing will be held. If you submitted your information,
do it live on the air or what?
What are they doing? Are they doing it on? There might be a trick up the sleeve for that one. You can stay tuned for that.
We get one of those big barrels and just wheel it around.
One of the bingo barrels. We're really, yeah. There's a literal hat. With that in there. So
there we go.
But if you don't get the free RV, it's the next best thing to free. They're lowering their rates for Keystone Sports Network listeners. $350 for a group of four people. Stay in an RV for a full 48 hours or more of tailgating. You arrive on Friday. You stay the whole way through Sunday morning. You go to the Blue White game on Saturday. Free parking, free shuttle back and forth to Beaver Stadium, free admission to the game. So there's not a whole lot more cost involved than that. $350 to come check it out. I can say for sure that it is worth that and then some. So GoPSURV.com. $350 for a group of four. You're not going to do better than that. Tailgate for an entire weekend. It just doesn't get any better.
Well, no. What more could you ask for?
Nothing.
Long-range forecast looks good, too. I know we're 30 days away from the Blue-White game. But
I wouldn't trust the forecast for
tomorrow?
5 p.m. this evening, let alone April. So, but that's good to know anyway.
You got to start somewhere, right?
You do have to start somewhere. So Looking at the class of 2020, two linebacker commits, both going to the Army All-America game, Derek Wingo and Curtis Jacobs. Both of those guys seem to be getting a little bit more pub nationally, and I think it's deserved, especially Derek Wingo. I don't have the national rankings in front of me from 247, but he made a huge rise a couple weeks ago whenever they updated those rankings. And I'll tell you, they got a couple gems in this class, yeah. And it will be the third class in a row for sure where they get some outstanding linebacker talent. Maybe you could even say four going back to 2017 when Ellis Brooks committed late. So then you have Micah Parsons in 2018. You got Brandon Smith who am I messing? Lance Dixon,
yes,
in the 2019 class, and now this class. Boy, the linebacker pipeline is outstanding, but I'm especially excited about Derek Wingo.
Yeah, Penn State has to keep him. That's going to be the biggest problem, right? So he's been open about the fact that he's willing to take visits to other schools. I'm sure James Franklin and his staff are not pleased about that, but it's the fact of the matter. So Jaywon Sider has his work cut out for him there. They landed him. Now they have to keep him. You mentioned his 247 sports ranking, number 10 outside linebacker, number 135 player in the country. They don't list they list ranking history somewhere here, but it was a significant jump. I'm not exactly sure how far it was. Okay, so he was 199 at the end of last year when he committed to Penn State. So it's a pretty big jump. I know it may not seem like a lot. We're talking 70 spots or so, but at the end of the day, they don't move too many kids that many spots. So the fact that they did for Derek Wingo tells you that they are impressed with what they've seen from him, at the different camp circuits, and it's why he was invited to the All-American game.
I wanted to get your take on, I know we're a little past the NFL Combine, but Trace McSorley and his NFL future. The other guy, Penn State had another nice, nice event in Indianapolis, tested well across the board. Trace McSorley tested well himself. He also had people asking him if he would work out as a defensive back. He also had Sean Payton saying that he wondered about Julian Edelman. I wonder from your standpoint, an accomplished quarterback, 3-year starter, guy who won a lot of football games, if you should or could be offended by being asked to play someplace else.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, let's be honest, there's a decent, probably better than average chance that if Trace McSorley's going to make it in the NFL, somebody's going to use him in a different position. I don't think it's a surprise Peter King didn't write that, the NBC sports writer, formerly from Sports Illustrated, he didn't write that, teams could consider McSorley as sort of the 53rd guy, special teamer, it's a little bit of, he can kind of do everything. Special teams, be your backup quarterback in an emergency, play other positions. He didn't write that by accident. He's clearly hearing that that's a possibility, and it makes sense. So offend it, I guess, but at the end of the day, it might be the reality too.
Taysom Hill from the Saints is a really good working blueprint for how you can use a guy who's not going to be a starter, or maybe not, might not ever be a starting quarterback. But Trace McSorley, good weekend out there. We'll see what happens in his future. We're going to move on. Spring storylines at the wide receiver position is coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.